Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a valuable tool for anyone interested in the study and practice of diagnosing mental disorders. The audio is focused and high yield, covering every mental disorder classified in the updated DSM-5 manual. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we will cover the following: neurodevelopmental disorders, schizophrenia spectrum and other psychotic disorders, bipolar and related disorders, depressive disorders, anxiety disorders, obsessive-compulsive and related disorders, trauma and stressor-related disorders, dissociative disorders, somatic symptoms and related disorders, feeding and eating disorders, elimination disorders, sleep-wake disorders, sexual dysfunction, disruptive, impulse control and conduct disorders, substance abuse and related disorders, neurocognitive disorders, personality disorders, and paraphilic disorders. We will end our review with a 175-question practice test. We have also included a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course. AudioLearn's DSM-5 Crash Course supports your studies, helps with test preparation, and provides a comprehensive audio review of the DSM-5 manual for students or health professionals interested in diagnosing mental health disorders. This course will attempt to unlock some of the rigidity of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, 5th edition, or DSM-5. The DSM-5 is a lengthy manual that reads like a dictionary of mental health terms, designed to make the abstract concepts of mental illness and categorize them. This is partly so mental health workers can understand what the patient is suffering from in specific ways, and partly to satisfy insurance and regulatory issues. There are around 100 different categorized mental disorders in the DSM-5. Several of them state other specified mental health disorders that are covered as much as possible in this course. They usually involve a combination of other mental disorders, but don't fit neatly in any one category. The subject of Chapter 1 is neurodevelopmental disorders. These are usually diagnosed in infancy or childhood. They include various intellectual disabilities, communication disorders such as stuttering or language delays, autism spectrum disorders, ADHD, learning disorders, and movement disorders such as tics. While these are widely differing disorders, they are all associated with some abnormality in a child's neural circuitry. Chapter 2 focuses on psychotic disorders and those that resemble schizophrenia. They range from the very short duration of brief psychotic disorder to the lifelong personality disorder called schizotypal personality disorder. Each of these will have characteristic psychotic features as a main component of the disorder, but will differ in overall symptomatology and illness length. Chapter 3 covers disorders that fall under the umbrella term of bipolar disorders. These are related mood disorders that are characterized by extreme fluctuations in mood. By definition, these patients will have at least one manic episode as seen by an elevation in mood. Some patients will have a reduction in mood when not truly manic. A select few will have rapid cycling disease with frequent fluctuations in mood. Chapter 4 examines the different depressive disorders. It primarily includes major depressive disorder and dysthymia, which also includes less commonly seen disorders such as premenstrual dysphoric disorder and disruptive mood dysregulation disorder. Anxiety disorders are the topic of Chapter 5. There are many mental illnesses that fall under this category. Some primarily affect children, such as separation anxiety. Some are very specific, such as specific phobia, agoraphobia, and social anxiety disorder. Others have no obvious focus, including panic disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. These and anxiety disorders caused by substances and medical conditions are covered in detail in this chapter. Chapter 6 discusses obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and related disorders. The related disorders have a wide range of symptoms and causes. They include things like body dysmorphic disorder, hoarding disorder.